It's the time of the season.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines in order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning, Matt. I think people, you know, need to really look at reality. And that is the takeover of different states that started at one at a time. One of the places they started was in North Carolina in the school district. They were trying to put in, wasn't that forced busing again, you know, and they had their people in the school districts. And finally, the people got really ticked off and they started fighting back. Then they started over in some other states, like what they did in the state of Wisconsin, redoing the maps. And in our state, unfortunately, they did it behind closed doors and they took an oath not to tell us, the people. Then they started to take over the different governments. Now, we were unfortunate. I hate to say taking over. It's kind of, you know, germane. The thing of it is that, you know, they started to change our laws in our state. They knocked out any kind of protections that the people had. Unions are a protection. Our election, Board of Elections, our ethics board, they went after any kind of justice that the people would have in our state to protect our ways of life and to protect our governance in our state. Then they moved to other states, and then they moved up the line to the federal government. And then we had Trump, who totally started to knock down those pillars of safety for our country. And we're living in it every day, and we're trying to fight back. And thank the Lord we have our governor, who every day does not attack people, but goes out there and fights for the people, going to their states, trying to help our economy. He tried to have a mask protection, and he was beat up by those people who don't work for the people, the Republicans. And then during the pandemic, he was trying to prevent people from dying in our state. What do they do? Go against the mask, bring up lawsuits, and they're still anti-maskers. They're still lying to the people. They're still preventing our governor and our cities from protecting us and protecting our vote. Come on, folks. This is serious crap. It isn't just Republicans. Where in the heck are they getting the money to do this? Who's right. Standing up there with a little puppet strand going, dee, 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 this is what we're going to do in this state. And then to see Walker up in Trump's seat spinning around, I thought, yep, we're dead ducks in our, and I'm using language, you're kind of goofy, but...
No, you're making excellent, in fact, you put it very eloquently, and I'm just going to tell you this. I do remember when Walker sat in Trump's seat and spun around like a kid in his father's office. It was really sad, humiliating for Wisconsin. But the thing that bothers me the most, Gene, is everything you said is true, but if they take away your right to vote, that is the one protection you have. That is the one protection you have. And it'll start with treasurer, lieutenant governor, and secretary of state and superintendent of public instruction. Then it's going to go next to the presidential primary. And until we have judges in this state and the Supreme Court, our state Supreme Court, we have three captives of the Republican Party. They've already gotten them. The only guy who is somewhat independent is Brian Hagedorn. And we don't want to just rely on one person until we are able to hold the governorship, and we do right now, change the Supreme Court. We've got to fight this back. Ron Johnson came out and said he wants the legislature to run the elections. The gerrymandered Republican legislature, what do you think they'll appoint Gableman? What do you think he will do? We've got to fight. Gene, thank you very much for calling. Really appreciate it. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thank you. You are next. Everybody in line will be gotten to, but Bill of Oconomowoc.
Boy, after listening to Jean, she took the wind out of my sails. She gave us a lot to think about. But let's move forward. I've got a couple of ideas of activism that can shut these guys down. One, that politically motivated wolf hunt. What we're going to do this year, we're encouraging everybody in 2022, buy wolf permits and burn them in July. We're going to have a get-together. We might even have the guy who collects the most people to get permits for wolf hunting and burns them. We're going to give them a beautiful wolf print. number two. How do we go after Voss and Clayfish? We submit them with bills. They all have bills, and we want them to see them in black and white. Pizza Box was absolutely right. Get in Madison and said, when are you going to pay your bill? When are you going to pay your bill? This is what you cost us with your frivolous lawsuits and all your malarkey and all this stop the steal. When are you going to pay it? And by the way, Robin, when are you going to pay the cost of infecting all the people you did because you spread COVID? There's a thing called negligent homicide. Last, for activism, there's a lot of young lawyers that might take some of this pro bono or might get involved. You take 1,000 people, I'll be one of them. I'll donate $100, and you got that number in your head, what that comes to. We can have an attorney on retainer. We'll play their game. We're going to tie them up in court. You know, that's what they like to do. It's time to get off our butts, get out there, and come up with a plan to stalemate these idiots. And my hat's off to Jean. What a wonderful lady. She ought to consider running for office. Thanks.
Bill, thank you. Those are terrific. I love the idea of put in for wolf permits and then get together and burn them, chew up the permits. But everything else you said is right on the money. Bill, thank you as always for calling in. Millie of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. Millie, what's on your mind today?
There was a documentary on PBS called Dark Money, and everybody should watch it because it's what happened in Montana when the Cokes went into Montana, and there's some they interview in that, in the documentary, there's interviews with people in Washington, in Wisconsin, and basically we keep on saying they, but who they are, it's this right wing group from the Cokes to the Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee. I'm shocked that people every day aren't standing out in front of the Bradley Foundation with signs. The Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee, they are funding this right wing fascist takeover of our democracy. And if you watch the Dark Money documentary on PBS, they actually showed how the Cokes went into Montana, and they weren't attacking the progressive Democrats. They were attacking and trying to take over the state of moderate Republicans. And that is a fascinating insight as to how state by state by state, this group of large funders from the Bradley Foundation to SCAFE to the Cokes, and now you even have Toyota, you have corporations that are involved in basically destroying the democracy because they want to be in control. They want to be in control of the government. They don't want a democratic government. And I think that we need to start looking at the root of this. And sure, I mean, look at Robin Voss. He was involved in the executive committee of ALEC. And, you know, we keep on saying, oh, okay, well, there's Voss here and Clayfish. But this is happening in states all over the country. And another thing the Cokes are trying to do is rewrite the U.S. Constitution. And that was one of their main goals in taking over all these state houses.
So. Yeah, Billy, that is wonderful information. And I strongly suggest to everybody, I'm familiar with Dark Money. I guess go on YouTube or the PDS archives and look at Dark Money. Millie gave us a very, very good account of it, but it's shocking. And the thing that you just highlighted, which we're going to have to talk about more in the future, is this. They are trying to amend the U.S. Constitution. You may say, oh, come on, come on. You know, a constitutional amendment takes two-thirds of the Congress, three-quarters of the states. It ain't going to happen. No, there is an Article 5 in the Constitution that says that at any time, two-thirds of the states can just convene another constitutional convention, throw at everything that James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and all the rest of them did, and start over. It takes, I think, 37 states. They're up to 34 states. Scott Walker signed off Wisconsin as one of them when he was governor without the permission. You didn't even know he did this. He didn't put it on a referendum. This has been going on for a lot of years. And if they get to the 37, what's going to happen is they're going to convene a constitutional convention. This is not just alarmist talk. This isn't frivolous talk. They're absolutely going to do it. It bypasses the need to pass constitutional amendments. You start from ground zero. They're not stupid enough to throw everything out. They'll keep the First Amendment, but then they'll put a tag in the end, you know, except that nothing in this amendment shall prohibit the states from blank. And the Fifth Amendment with due process, the Fourth Amendment with but then they're going to go on with the balanced budget amendment, and they're going to put it through, and it says you have to have a balanced budget every year, which would destroy the international financial system. So what they're going to do at the end of the year, when they have a $1 trillion deficit, they're going to say, we are constitutionally mandated to balance it. What costs $1 trillion? Well, defense and Medicare. Well, we have to have defense, out goes Medicare. That's the way they get rid of Medicare and Social Security. You must understand this, that you vote Republican for any reason, that the dark money has taken over the Republican Party. They are squeezing out the Liz Cheneys, the Lisa Murkowskis, the Adam Kinzingers. And that's what you have. And it's anti-democratic. It's not just that you won't be able to vote for treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, lieutenant governor in our state anymore, or even president. You'll have a new constitution. And they did it with dark money, and they did it with lawyers and briefcases in a handful of states. That's all it required. Scott Walker wasn't representative of Wisconsin. And when he got in, he turned it over, and he's now working in that foundation, among other things, on the Republican Party to get the last three states. Very dangerous. Be aware. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.